Thousands of migrants set out from the city of Tapachula in the early hours of Monday. Many are mothers with young children who, despite the heavy rain, push to keep pace with the rest of the crowd. There's numerous nationalities among them, but the vast majority are from Venezuela. All want to reach the United States.
I left my country in search of a better future. With God's help, if He permits, I will reach the U.S. border and find new opportunities and help my family.
It's already been a long and difficult journey for most. And many are now finding that Mexico has its own challenges. For this elderly woman, the inclement weather is too much. Fortunately, paramedics are close by. Her daughter says they're desperate for the nightmare to be over.
We're hoping they'll give us U.S. visa. There are many of us migrants here. We need help, just like this woman. There are many people here, children and disabled people who get tired. Many people died in the jungle on our way here, pregnant women, children. There are children who fainted just behind us.
It's the largest migrant caravan to set out from southern Mexico this year. But for a group this size to stay together, frequent rests are needed, especially for families traveling with young children.
After several hours of walking, the group has taken a break from the punishing heat of southern Mexico. They're tired. You can see the exhaustion on many of their faces. But just about everyone we've spoken to says they're also committed to continuing their journey to the U.S. southern border.
With more rain forecast, the decision has been made for the group to stay put. They'll rest for now, but the plan is to take to the road again after midnight and make it as far as they can before the heat sets in once again. Manuel Rapalo, Al Jazeera, Chiapas, Mexico.